Now time for our Prairie Compton locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. We are pleased to be joined now by the Cause Girls basketball coach. That is Joey Franzetta. It is brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. You know, Coach, couple of games to kind of get your thoughts on here since we last spoke a week ago. Let's go back to Friday, Big East League matchup against Royal Valley. Panthers getting the win. It was a 47-36 final. Let's start there. What'd you take away from Friday night?
Defensively, really, really good. I mean, we did a pretty good job. We held Kiwa and Pano in check for the most part. I mean, they're so good. They're gonna find a way to get points regardless of what you're doing defensively. But you know, I think we did a really good job of forcing a lot of tough shots. And I mean, they took, man, I without having the stats in front of me, I wanted to say they took like over 75% of their team shots, and we forced a lot of contested shots. And you know, defensively, I think we did everything that we could do. I mean, our offense was kind of an eyesore, though. I mean, we shoot sub 20% and missed the quality. I mean, we had good looks and we were just missing layups. I mean, that's you're not going to beat any good teams doing that. And you know, our girls realize that and they know that. And you know, we came back yesterday and I thought did a pretty good job of that, but. Then obviously the defensive side was just awful, just not good at all. So, but listen, I mean, it's good. You get to this point in the season where you're scouted pretty well and teams are going to know your weaknesses. They're going to know your strengths. And, you got to, as a player, and got to, and I know I have to do this better as a coach. We got to do a better job of, you know, basically adjusting to adjustments. I think we're really good at making our adjustments, but whenever we have to adjust off of an adjustment, we're kind of struggling with that right now. But, you know, a lot of game left in the season to try to get better at that before postseason starts.
Yeah, and you referenced the game Tuesday night, Osage City, number 4 ranked team right now in the 3A class. I believe they only have 2 or 3 losses, you know, on their record at this point. But, you know, offensively better for sure than the Royal Valley game. But you mentioned defense. It was just really not all there. Osage City, yeah, put up 90. Where do you kind of take away from that? And just, again, it was a quality team in Osage City, and they can certainly put it up.
Well, to preface that, Osage City is really good.
Yeah, they are.
I think they have three losses, but it came in like about a two-week period when 3 of their 5 starters were out.
That's
so
right. Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, I was talking to their coach last time. Like, I told her, I'm like, you know, it's obviously not great to lose games. So I'm like, this actually might be a blessing in disguise for you guys because you're getting some kids some playing time. So, I mean, the thing is Osage City, they're going to be there at the end. I mean, I don't know their sub-state very well, but I mean, I can't imagine there's very many teams better than them. Not only in their sub-state, but the entire state.
Yeah.
Like, they're good, man. They can do it from everywhere, and any mistake we made, they were capitalizing on it. I mean, just, man, I told the girls, I think sometimes you get to this part of the season where we're so worried about other teams and, you know, maybe trying to find a little thing that we can do here and there where sometimes we just got to go back to the basics, and sometimes it's, we're trying to make things harder than we have to be for ourselves. Like, we just got to go back to basics. I mean, I know that's what we're going to hit really hard practice the next couple of days, just super basic defensive things that really shot us in the foot on Tuesday. I mean, that was the name of the game. I mean, offensively, I think we did pretty well. I mean, but man, when they're just flying up the court and we don't know who we have in transition defense or we're not communicating, I mean, that makes it tough. We're not going to win any games when we're giving up 90. I mean, as much as I'd like to say we have a prolific offense, I mean, we're not capable of scoring 91 points and trying to get in a shootout. So, we gotta really clamp that down. And I mean, obviously we lead in the Sabetha and they're playing much better right now. They're a pretty hot team right now. I mean, obviously they had a huge win against Riverside. So, they're peaking at the right time. So we're going to have our hands full.
Joey Franzetta joining us, Perry Lecompton girls basketball coach. We always appreciate it. Again, coming off the loss to Osage City, number 4 ranked team in 3A. They go to Sabetha on Friday night, final league game of the season, of course, on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.